Welcome to episode 2414 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley. I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down. In today's episode, we continue with the theme we're exploring this week, day 4 of our series, Unlock Your Hidden Potential. And as you're guided through the meditation today, you are invited to use a mudra. Mudras are often referred to as yoga in your hands. And mudras are considered to stimulate a corresponding region of your brain by touching your fingertips together and activating your hands in a particular way. It's similar to acupressure, and I know many of you tell me mudras are your favorite meditation technique. If you're new to mudras, no worry, you can still be guided through the meditation without doing the mudra. I always share the mudra of the week on my Instagram at Sip and Om Instagram. You can see a story there and also a regular post of the week's mudra. Know that if the theme this week is one you'd like to explore a little more deeply, the full 30-minute guided meditation experiences are, as always, on the Sip and Om meditation app. And there you receive a daily fresh meditation. You also receive a journal with a daily reflection question on it, as well as a guide with the techniques, including a yoga posture for this week's theme, as well as an herb. An herbal tea can benefit you in a similar way as do the meditation techniques. And that again is the Sip and Om meditation app. I want to share with you a little insight before you're settled down to do today's meditation. And this is to help you unlock your hidden potential. Consider what success means to you. Often, when you define what success means to you, you can then reflect on your unique talents and abilities that could contribute to the kind of success you want to achieve. In the interview with our guest, Nick Danforth from Mindful and Modern Meditation Cushions, from episode 1, you can go back and listen to that, he mentioned that he and his other two founders wanted to spend their time and energy on creating the best meditation cushion. So while there are many companies that create meditation cushions, among many other products that they may create, even mattress companies, he shared, now create meditation cushions. And that's great. But when a company focuses on one product exclusively to make it just right, so what is it that you know you have the talent and the interest and the passion to focus on to create one thing just right, whether that's in connecting people or in marketing a product or in teaching, or maybe you're a musician or maybe you're a great parent. Think about ways you want to show up and contribute with excellence. So reflect on this as you settle yourself down to meditate. And I invite you now to place your hands in the Pushpaputa Mudra. This is a simple mudra you can do with your hands upward on your lap or on your thighs. Hold your fingers closely together and place your thumb right next to your index finger. So your fingers and your thumb are all touching together, doing this with both hands. It is as if you are holding a basket in your hands. What will you fill this basket with? Your hopes and your dreams, your strengths, notice what makes you feel excited. What are activities you truly enjoy doing? Visually fill your basket with your hidden potential. As you sit up straight and close your eyes, gently elevate your eyes upward. Inhale and exhale through your nose. Reflect on times in your life when you felt aligned with what you were doing. What talents and gifts were you using and sharing? As you inhale and exhale through your nose, mentally affirm, abundance flows to me. Abundance flows through me. Continue meditating, reflecting on your hidden gifts and talents. You are so worth slowing down for.